The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston Tigers has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. I'm Mike Will. We're at Sandy Creek High School tonight as the Cougars get set to take on the Adams Central Patriots in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Our pregame show is brought to you by New Jack Seeds. Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. That's Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. Adams Central and Sandy Creek and girls high school basketball. Then we have the boys game immediately following this one. We hit our first parents night of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. So getting a little bit later start than we really advertised this thing as, but we'll be set to go with girls basketball in just a few minutes. Adams Central coming in. No wins, two losses on the season, opening up the year last week with a loss to state-ranked Holdridge by the score of 62-38. Then last Saturday, losing to Aurora by the score of 46-35. And kind of uncharacteristic, Sandy Creek also sitting at 0-2 in the season. The Cougars played in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tourney last week. They lost to Kearney Catholic in their season opener by a score of 72-49, then lost to Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 35-29. And this is the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back on the Breeze right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you sent for Adams Central and Sandy Creek tonight at girls high school basketball. As we spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeier. And coach, a couple of losses for you last weekend, kind of a rough start to the season.
Yeah, we got off to a slow start. Kearney Catholic's an excellent ball team. We had a hard time to stop them. They're shooting. They shot threes like crazy. I think they made 15 threes against us. And then the other morning we played GICC, and they came out, played really well, and we didn't shoot the ball very well, and that was the difference of that ball game over there. So we're 0-2 sitting here tonight going to a nice ball game.
Tell you what, you start the season with a tournament like Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic. That's kind of a rough beginning of the season.
It is. It's a test, and that's what we talked to the girls about. You know, it's we want to know what we can do well and what things we need to improve on, be able to take something away from that. So hopefully tonight we'll be able to take the things that we've done well in those first two ball games at least and get rid of all the bad stuff. And that's what we need to do.
What did you see? Did you do well last week?
Well, at times we moved the ball around. We executed, but we still a long ways away. Right now I think the biggest key is for us to find some leaders on this ball team from night in, night out, all the time, you know, and that's something that we'll develop over the season.
What did you have problems with on the opening weekend?
Probably turnovers a little bit, and shooting was probably the two things. We had a lot of turnovers at the guard position, but we knew that was going to come. I was ready to prepare for that. I'm going to ride that with them. The shooting average was way down, though, about 15 points down lower than I'd like to see. So we need to get some buckets. We had some shots, just didn't fall.
Connor Lowry is the girl, obviously, that you're going to look to a lot this year. Averaged 12 points per ball game last weekend, but she might be one of your mainstays here.
Yeah, she's the one that came out and shot 21 the first night and got three the next. So she's got to be consistent. She's an excellent shooter. She just had a bad day shooting the ball on Saturday, and we got Morgan Dixon, who's another steady player for us that we need to, and Taylor Hendricks. Those three are probably our key of the nucleus of the scoring punch, but everybody else has got their role. They have to understand their role, and we have challenged them all to pick up their game and improve their game and try to be the best they can every night out.
This is a team that's going to be off to maybe a slow start, a beginning start as far as learning the system a little bit, a team that might pick up speed as the year goes on?
I think so. I think hopefully we'll get a win here and there. But I think right now is that we need to get somebody who's going to step up and be that solid leader. And the other girls can focus to and rally to when times are going tough for them. And right now we're still working on that. So it's going to be that type of season. I think our schedule is very, very demanding. There's not too many easy teams on our schedule. So when we go out and play, we better be ready to play or we're going to come home with a loss.
Coach, talk about your basketball team for this year. What type of team are you going to have? Is this going to be a very similar team as we've seen in the past from Santa Creek?
Well, it can be. We hope that we can get back and play some of that good hard pressure we haven't been doing the last couple of years. Try to get a little more trapping going, a little more things. But, we're going to be a little quicker tempo team, but we got to pass the ball well. We got to dribble the ball well. Otherwise, we just got to play fundamentally well. And if we can get the fundamentals down, we can play with people. I think we'll carry our success, will carry us through.
All right, Adams Central is your opponents tonight. They got off to a tough start last week as well with a couple of losses. What have you seen out of them? What impresses you most about their team?
Well, Tim Marker's a good coach out there for them. They do a great job. Adams Central is competitive, well in wealth and talent, tradition. Adams Central is a school. I think right now they're a little younger, but I tell you what, the guard position is what I really worry about with the Fowler and the Wiseman girl out there. And there are two post players inside. They give a lot. They give a lot of bang for the buck out there. As we like to say, they're strong inside. So, we got to contend not only with that, we got to contend with their speed and overall speed and be able to handle the ball. So we got to throw them in some monkey wrenches tonight in order to slow them down a little bit and get them into our confine here at Sandy Creek.
Okay, coach.
Thanks a lot.
Russ Neimeyer, head coach for Sandy Creek. We'll have more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as we get set for Sandy Creek and Adams Central tonight at a girls' boys' basketball doubleheader. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker and coach off to an 0-2 start yourself, so losing to Holdridge last week, losing to Aurora last week as well. Talk about the two games last week.
Well, we get into a situation there where we're a little banged up to start the year off here, and we're trying to get some new things going and some new faces in there. And we just run into a situation where we turn the ball over too many times, which limits our shots. And then you limit your shots, you don't get enough points, and that's probably the biggest thing. Just some new faces and some new things going on, and too many turnovers. Really competitive. Really proud of the way the girls played in both games. We gave a lot of effort. Just too many turnovers for us to come out on the right side.
Yeah, averaging 23 turnovers per ball game through the first two, forcing only 9 on the other end. So that's a lot of possessions you're giving up in a basketball game.
Yeah, it is. And, we are, the girls are frustrated with that too. They don't mean to turn it over. It's just one of those situations where, we're working on some different things, trying to be more aggressive to the basket. So we knew we were going to have some turnovers and get some kids caught, where they're not comfortable. And, that's one of the things that we were hoping is going to come around here a little bit, and just figuring out where their shots are and people getting comfortable. And Jackie was out most of the preseason time, so she's still trying to find her groove and her place on the team. And our post players haven't been real productive to begin, and we thought maybe we'd get a little bit more out of the inside. So we just have a lot of little things that if we can get them to go right, get something to go right, I think maybe we can get a turnaround pretty quick.
Yeah, a lot of people banged up, like you said, just after two games in the season so far. Talk about the injury situation.
Well, yeah, we do have a lot of little nicks and things that kind of can slow you down a little bit. Sarah Kruger's got a hip or back that's bothering her that held her out of the Aurora game, and Jackie's hand, and then we've got some other kids, JV, but started practice on Monday. We have three kids with heat on their back and one with ice and on her back and one with ice on her foot. So, it's a pretty early to be a MASH unit, but we're getting pretty close.
And that's tough on a team like this, a team that's trying to learn a few things. You got players in and out of the lineup. Even in practice, you really don't have the continuity that you want.
It is, and that's one of the things that has hurt is as we're putting in a few wrinkles, a few new things here to try and be a little bit more aggressive to the basket. Is, you know, we've got a little bit of height, but still not going to have a lot of height, a lot of big size, but we've got some athletic kids, so we're just trying to, you know, create some things for those kids to be able to play well. And then we get hurt and, you know, have to hold some kids out. You have to kind of decide sometimes if they need to practice or they need to rest. And usually it comes later in the season when you decide those things. But that's been going on over these first 2 weeks already. And so we've been trying to get that figured out. And, you know, again, nothing against the kids' effort. We've had great effort. It's just a matter of getting some things figured out and a little more confidence with what they're doing and hopefully get things going on the right path.
Talk about the opening weekend. Everybody, a step up for you and were impressive on the first week?
Well, you start out with Holdridge, and, you know, they got two real key components right back to, you know, the Gillespie and Jeldon. That's a pretty good combination. And then we did a decent job on them as we kind of tried to focus on them. And then you got a three guard that comes off with 16 points on, you know, just does a good job driving, getting to the basket and creating some problems there. And then they always play good defense. So we knew we'd have to handle the ball against them. And then it's always tough going to Aurora because, you know, we play hard against Holdridge, and then you got to come right back and play Aurora the next day in an early afternoon game and get out there and battle with them, and it's tough. And so it was tough. We were a little bit slow against Aurora and had too many turnovers again.
What about Sandy Creek here tonight? You battled the tradition of Sandy Creek, but what have you seen out of the Cougars so far?
Well, you know, and they're similar to us in some ways. I think that Russ has decided to turn up the defensive pressure like he used to in the old time. They struggle a little bit on the offensive end, so try to create some things defensively and get your offense going that way. And they do a good job. They always have. He's always done a great job of teaching man-to-man defense, and so they come with some pretty intense defense and try to get you to make some mistakes.
And that's not good for us, a team that's been prone to turnovers in the first week. So obviously you're going to have to take care of the ball here tonight.
Yeah, and in a way, yeah, it isn't good. But in a way, it is good because we need to focus on that and do a better job of it. And that's what we're, you know, trying to do is trying to get things figured out early in the season. And hopefully we'll be a lot better for it when it comes around conference time.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KOLIQ 94.5, as we get sent for high school basketball tonight. Sandy Creek taking on the Adams Central Patriots. Right now, the playing of the national anthem. We're set to go finally after a parents' night and a late start, a late JV game. We're set to go for the girls' varsity contest here tonight Adams Central will start with Jackie Fowler, a 5'4" inch sophomore. Brittany Wiseman, a 5'5" inch junior. Josie Bumgarner, a 5'7" inch junior. Alexis Grimmett, a 5'9" inch senior. And Carly Bostock, a 6-foot junior, going for the Patriots. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, it'll be Connor Lowry, a 5'6" inch senior. Also Taylor Hendricks, a 5'9" inch junior. Morgan Dixon, a 5'11" inch senior. Krista Johnson, a 5'9" inch junior. And also Hope Swoboda, a 5'5" inch sophomore. Russ Neinmeyer, the head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars. Tim Barker for the Adams Central Patriots. AC will shoot to our basket to our far end as we view it here at Sandy Creek High School. And Adams Central controls the opening tip. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball. Goes over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Jackie Fowler. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Dumps it off on the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be tipped. Scramble is on. It's going to be brought out of there by Sandy Creek. Turnovers were a killer for the Adams Central Patriots a week ago. They're averaging 23 turnovers per ball game through the first two. And they turn it over on their opening possession of the ball game here. Now a foul is going to be called as Sandy Creek trying to bring the ball back the other way. So the Cougars will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Just underway at Sandy Creek. Down the near sideline is going to be Hope Swoboda. As she throws it down the floor, here's a shot taken by Taylor Hendricks. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. They feed it back inside. A shot by Morgan Dixon. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound. Swoboda's got the ball. Now a traveling violation. Hope Swoboda grabbing the ball there. And a traveling violation is called on the Sandy Creek Cougars. So it'll be Adams Central coming back the other direction. Jackie Fowler has got the ball. Bounce pass goes over here on the wing. On the left side of Josie Bumgarner, who hammers the ball down low. That's going to be Fowler with the ball back outside to Whiteman. There's the ball that's going to be deflected. It's into the backcourt, and a second turnover at Adams Central. It's going to be picked up again by the Cougars. Connor Lowry has got the ball. Goes over on the wing on the left side to Johnson. Back outside the three-point arc now to Swoboda. Swoboda has got it. Now top of the key to Krista Johnson. Moves it over on the left wing. Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. Hendricks taking the ball inside. Kicks it down into the baseline. Dixon, her shot from 12, is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's going to be Alexis Grimmett with a rebound. Gets it out to a Brittany Wiseman. Here come the Patriots down the near sideline. A feed into the lane. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be picked up by Fowler on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound brought down by Grimmett. Her Fowler shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Alexis Grimmett got the offensive board and the putback, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try to convert on a three-point play. She was fouled here by, I believe, Connor Lowry of Sandy Creek. It'll be Grimmett going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. So a three-point play by Alexis Grimmett, and the Adams Central Patriots are out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the basketball game. There's a shot underneath the hole here by Krista Johnson. It's going to be no good. Now we got a jump ball call in the rebound. They've got a new scoreboard here at Sandy Creek. They're still trying to get things worked out there. We got a personal foul called here on the Sandy Creek Cougars. So coming back the other way is going to be Adams Central with the ball. 3-0 is the score. AC is out on top early in girls high school basketball. Josie Bumgarner has got it as he dribbles to the free throw line. Traveling violation on Bumgarner. Three turnovers already on Adams Central here in the first quarter of play. They averaged 23 turnovers per ball game a week ago, and their two losses to Holdridge and to the Aurora Huskies. 3-0 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of Sandy Creek here tonight in girls high school basketball. Krista Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes out to Hendricks as Sandy Creek trying to set things up now. Connor Lowry has got it. Throws it over on the left side to Morgan Dixon. Dixon entry pass is going to be deflected away. It's out of bounds. It was off of Johnson's hands for Sandy Creek, but it was last touched there by Alexis Grimmett of Adams Central. So it'll be the Cougars playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Krista Johnson inbound pass. They get it down to the baseline. A shot by Hendricks. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Dixon had it. She lost it to Hendricks, and her shot is up and in. Taylor Hendricks scoring. She's averaging 7 points per ball game. Cougars are on the scoreboard. 3-2 is the score now. Adams Central is out on top, and now we got a personal foul called here. A personal foul is going to go on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Taylor Hendricks. That's going to be his second team foul called on the Cougars here in this first quarter of play. And now Russ Neinmeyer wants to call a timeout. Russ Neinmeyer calls a timeout. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in quarter number one. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 3 and Sandy Creek 2.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around.
you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. This is the first game of the 2013-2014 season here on the Breeze as we get set to go for another season. There's a shot by a Grimmett that's going to be up there no good, but she is checked in the play, and a foul is going to be called here on the Sandy Creek. Personal foul will go on the Cougars. That's going to go on Krista Johnson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Cougars. Grimmett to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Alexis Grimmett's got all 4 points so far for Adams Central. She is now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line as Grimmett will toe the mark again. Her second one is up there. That's off of the right side. No good. Rebound, Sandy Creek. Dixon gets the rebound. They come down the near sideline with the ball. Now to Taylor Hendricks. 5-2 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars tonight. Here's Hope Swoboda driving the ball. Now it kicks it back out here into three-point territory. So Boda has got it over here to Krista Johnson. Krista Johnson holds it. Free throw line extended right side, looking to get rid of it. Now she does. Out to Dixon. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Adams Central's Sarah Kruger. She drives back the other way, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Kruger was a game-time decision here tonight. She's been having some problems there in the first couple of weeks of the season, but she's in there now for head coach Tim Barker. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hope Swoboda of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number... looks like team foul number 4 on the Cougars. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morgan Bradenkamp, who's into the ball game now, will inbound the ball. They get it down there to Grimmett. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound to loose on the weak side. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a personal foul called over there on Adams Central. A foul is going to go on Alexis Grimmett. A rebounding foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 1 on the Adams Central here in the ball game. We have played about 3 minutes here in girls high school basketball. 5-2 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars. And now Sandy Creek will bring the ball back against some Adams Central pressure. Connor Lowry brings the ball into the offensive scoring zone. Swoboda has got the ball. Moves it over here on the wing on the left side to Taylor Hendricks. Brings it up high up to the top of the key. Gets it to Erica Harms, who's into the ball game now. To Swoboda, drives down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she draws a personal foul. A foul is going to be called here on to Adams Central. It's going to go on Morgan Bradenkamp. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Adams Central Patriots. And going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Hope Swoboda. She has hit 4 out of 6 free throws for the Cougars so far this season. And the first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Sandy Creek on the opening weekend hit 32% from the field as far as their field goal percentage is concerned. 35% from three-point territory and 63% from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It is good by Hope Swoboda. She's got 1 point in the ball game, and it's now a 4-3 ball game. 4-3 is the score. I think they had 5 up there just a second ago. Now it's a 4-3 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Now here's another turnover in backcourt. Another turnover as Alexis Grimmett couldn't hang on to it. Now the scramble is on here on the near sideline, and now Adams Central calls a timeout. Down at the bottom of the stack was Josie Bumgarner. She had possession of the ball, and Tim Barker up immediately here for AC and saves the possession. They will go back the other way. So it's been a foul fest so far and a scrappy basketball game. But we're underway in girls high school basketball tonight. 4:36 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 4, Sandy Creek 3.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Sandy Creek High School. Adams Central trying to bring the ball back. We're going to have a personal foul called in backcourt. It's going to go on Sadie Swoboda. She picks up her first personal foul in the ball game as she hit Brittany Wiseman in the chops here in backcourt. That's going to be team foul number 5 already. We've had 6 team fouls called between the two teams in the first 3.5 minutes of the ball game. Adams Central will play things in. Here's Kylie Bostock with the ball now for the Patriots. The Wiseman dribbles the ball down the lane all the way to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Yossi Bumgarner has got it in the corner. There's a bounce pass down low to Wiseman. She forces up a shot. It is no good. Another whistle stops play. Another personal foul is going to be called here on the Cougars. So going to the free throw line is a Brittany Wiseman. The foul is going to go on Erica Harms. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 6 already in the Cougars. We're almost in the bonus situation. We haven't played half of the first quarter yet. Shot from the free throw line is up and in for Brittany Wiseman. She hit 4 of 6 free throws in the 2 ball games last week. The Patriots opening the season with a loss to Holdridge, 62-38, and a loss to Aurora last Saturday, 46-35. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brittany Wiseman. So she's got 2 points in the ball game. Alexis Grimmett has got 4 points. It's a 6-3 ball game, and now we got another foul called in backcourt. 6-3 is the score. The Patriots have the lead. The foul is going to go on to Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her first, team foul number 2 on Adams Central. So Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. Swoboda has got the ball. Now she's going to have her pocket picked. The scramble is on. The ball is loose and it's going to be picked up here by the Cougars. Dribbling down the left side of the lane. The shot is put up there by Harms. That's no good. Rebounded by Sandy Creek offensively, though. Offensive rebound to Taylor Hendricks, and she's got the ball. She takes it all over to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Bostock for Adams Central. Outlet pass goes to Brittany Wiseman. Here come the Patriots. Right-handed dribble. Brittany Wiseman brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass down to Bumgarner on the baseline. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Swoboda for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Gets it away to Hope Swoboda. So it's Sadie to Hope, and she brings it into the offensive zone here for Sandy Creek down on the baseline. That's going to be Morgan Dixon back outside the ring to Harms. Her shot for 3 is no good. Ball being swatted around here. Another foul is going to be called. A personal foul called here on the Sandy Creek. It's going to go on. Looks like Swoboda picks up the foul. This is Hope Swoboda. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 already on the Sandy Creek Cougars. So Adams Central is in the bonus situation in the first half at the 3-minute and 30-second mark. Wow. We've had 9 fouls called here in the first quarter of play. And going to the free throw line for AC will be Jackie Fowler. Fowler is 75% foul shooter in the season. She is 3 out of 4. This one is up there. It's going to be no good as she misses that one. The ball is going to be to the far sideline. Fowler grabs it, then it's going to be knocked out of her hands, or knocked out of her hands. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in on the far sideline. It's going to be Josie Bumgarner playing things in. 6-3 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Double team down in the corner on the left side. Wiseman trying to get rid of it. She does. That's Jackie Fowler with the ball. Has it tipped away. It's picked up here by Bostock. Now another toot of the whistle. Unbelievable. Another toot of the whistle, and a foul is going to go here on Sandy Creek. That's going to be their 8th team foul here in this first quarter of play. Now going to the free throw line will be Bostock. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line this season. Addison Kuda picks up the personal foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first. The shot from the line is up there. It's going to be no good by Bostock. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. So the Cougars have got the ball. Sandy Creek trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-3. Lowry has got it out here in 3-point territory. Picked up there by Brittany Wiseman of Sandy Creek. Goes over in the wing. There's a bounce pass inside. That's going to go to Krista Johnson. Back outside with the ring there to Swoboda. And her shot is up and in. Sadie Swoboda cans a 3-pointer from the left side. And that ties things up at 6 points apiece here in the first quarter of play. Josie Bumgarner with the ball for Adams Central. Brings it over on the right side to Wiseman. She dribbles it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Wiseman has to get rid of it. She does. Down in the corner, that's Fowler trying to drive the baseline. Loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. It was tipped out of her hands there by Taylor Hendricks. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:41 to play here in the first quarter. 6-6 is the score. There's a jumper up there. It's going to be no good by Meredith LeMaster from the elbow right side. And the rebound comes down to Sadie Swoboda for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Now to Lowry. Her pass down the floor is mishandled by Hendricks. That's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek, their third of the ball game. Back the other way, driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Jackie Fowler. She gets her first field goal of the ball game. Good job on the transition there by Adams Central. Patriots are out on top now with a score of 8-6. Here comes Lowry back the other way, dribbles down the lane, dishes off on the baseline. It's shot by Addison Kuda, no good, and she's fouled in the play. Kuda will go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on Carly Bostock of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Bostock, team foul number 3 on Adams Central. So going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Addison Kuda. She's not hit a free throw all season long. This is her first attempt of the year, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So we'll get one more. Sandy Creek hit 63% of their free throws in the two ball games last week, losing to Kearney Catholic 72-49 and the Grand Island Central Catholic 35-29. That in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound to Dixon. She has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds, and Sandy Creek will play things in. Cougars will play it in baseline right side. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Hope Swoboda. Going out will be Connor Lowry. 2:08 to play here in quarter number one. 11-6 is the score. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. A scramble is on. Now a jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Cougars. So Sandy Creek again will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. And now Russ Neinmeyer is up. He wants to call a timeout for Sandy Creek. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in quarter number one from Sandy Creek High School tonight. The score is Adams Central 11, Sandy Creek 6.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, the opening game of the season here at home. And again, they're working with a brand new scoreboard here tonight. It's 8-6. I knew that 11 didn't sound right. 8-6 is the score. The Sandy Creek Cougars trailing Adams Central here in girls' high school basketball action here tonight. Sandy Creek plays it in right underneath the basket as Sadie Swoboda. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Scramble left side of the lane. We got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will come back the other way. 1:59 to play. Got a few kinks to work out of the O system here tonight. 1:59 to go. They're in the opening quarter. 8-6 is the score. Adams Central leading Sandy Creek in girls high school basketball. AC plays things in. There's a Sarah Kruger with the ball. She mishandles it. It goes out of bounds, but it was knocked out of her hands there by Hope Swoboda of Sandy Creek. It'll be Adams Central playing things in right in front of the Cougar bench down here on the far end. 1:56 to play here in the first quarter from Sandy Creek here tonight. Inbounds pass comes to Jackie Fowler. Fowler takes off, dribbles to the free throw line. Nice pass down low. A shot is up there. No good by Grimmett. She's fouling the play. Nice pass by Jackie Fowler down to Alexis Grimmett, who is sliding from the left corner toward the basket there. They got her the ball, and Grimmett is fouling the play. Now she'll go to the free throw line. That's the second foul on Sadie Swoboda. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Alexis Grimmett. She is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. That's what she averaged in the two ball games last week, the two losses against Holdridge and Aurora. So a good start here by Alexis Grimmett for AC. Next one is up there. It's around the rim and down. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, and Adams Central is out to a 10-6 lead here over Sandy Creek. Swoboda has got it. Bounce pass comes over to Dixon. Lobs the ball inside. That's Kuda with the ball. Kicks it back out here to Erica Harms. Down in the corner to Morgan Dixon. And a double dribble violation is called. And Dixon driven out in her face defensively. And a double dribble violation is called there on Morgan Dixon. That's turnover number 4 on Sandy Creek. They averaged 25 turnovers per ball game in the first two contests of the season. So two teams that were plagued by turnovers getting together here tonight. AC has got the lead. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Flasher driving the ball right to the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Ball swatted around and is picked up on the baseline by Bumgardner. Bumgardner comes out left side. Three-pointer put up there by Fowler. No good. Ball is to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. End of the ball game now for AC will be Carly Bostock. Going out will be Alexis Grimmett. Girls high school basketball action here tonight. Got the boys game following this one here this evening. So a girls-boys basketball doubleheader with Sandy Creek and Adams Central on the breeze. Here's Swoboda. Dumps it down low to Addison Kuda. Can't do anything with the ball. Her passing will be tipped and intercepted. Bumgardner has got that's turnover number 5 already on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. You'll see Bumgardner with the ball. Bumgardner on the wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles. Now to Jackie Fowler. Fowler picked up out there by Taylor Hendricks of Sandy Creek. And now we've got a violation here. We're going to have a personal foul called. Somebody setting an illegal screen out there for Adams Central. There's going to be a turnover on the Patriots, and a foul is going to be called here on EC. Now the scorer's table needs to know who that foul was called on. In the meantime, Sandy Creek is going to inbound the ball. I think Bostock is the guilty party. That's going to be her second personal foul. Here's Sandy Creek with the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-6. Hendricks had it. Now she lost it. It's picked up here by Fowler. Long pass down to four. That's going to be too far. It goes out of bounds. You'll see Bumgarner tries to chase it down there. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Six turnovers on Adams Central. Sandy Creek has got five. We had 12 fouls called so far here in the first quarter of play, and 16 points between the two teams. A very ragged first quarter here at Sandy Creek High School. Hope Swoboda has got it, dribbles down to the right side of the lane, runs into a defender, loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Erica Harms. Bombs away, her shot no good. Rebound loose, and it's picked up here. Here's a shot by Swoboda, no good. Tip tried, no good, and now we got a jump ball call and the rebound with 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Morgan Bradenkamp into the ball game now for the Adams Central Patriots. She will work here in backcourt. Inbounds pass goes to the far sideline. Nearly out of bounds. Now it is. They're trying to play it in. The hand of Fleischer. It was too high as she was out of bounds in the far sideline. A turnover on Adams Central as their seventh of the ball game. Now Connor Lowry comes back into the ball game for Sandy Creek, replacing Erica Harms. 6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass to Morgan Dixon. Dixon gets it back outside to Lowry. Down in the corner to Dixon. To Lowry for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from Sandy Creek. The score, it's Adams Central 10, Sandy Creek 6.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight for you on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at Sandy Creek High School. Girls game tipping things off here first. And the Adams Central Patriots have got the lead over Sandy Creek after one quarter, 10-6. So after 8 minutes, we had 12 fouls called. We had 12 turnovers. We had 16 points put on the scoreboard between the two teams. Hopefully things improve as this ball game unfolds. Each team playing their third game of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Sandy Creek will have the opening possession here to begin the second period of play. This is going to be Hope Swoboda with the ball as he dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Now kicks it back out here to Taylor Hendricks. Right wing, Morgan Dixon has got it. Top of the key to Swoboda. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Bounce pass over here to Dixon on the right wing. Back out to Swoboda. Top of the key. Now they try the other side. Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Out here in three-point territory. Top of the key to Morgan Dixon. Moves it down on the baseline. Now to Swoboda, and her bounce pass is deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Sandy Kerr for the Adams Central Patriots was Morgan Bradenkamp. It's going to be Sandy Creek playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Krista Johnson plays it in. It's going to be deflected away from Connor Lowry out there by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. So Sandy Creek will play things in here on the near sideline. 7:35 to play in the first half. 10-6 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing in the ball game. They play it into Dixon. Back to Hendricks. He drives the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Taylor inbounded the ball. Got it in to a Morgan Dixon who gave it right back to Hendricks, and she drove it from the right corner toward the goal and hits it. 10-8 is the score. Sandy Creek down by two. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Fleischer. She goes down to the baseline, and the shot is going to be up and in. That's going to be Alexis Grimmett scoring there for Adams Central. She's now got 8 points in the ball game here for EC. 12-8 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a Krista Johnson with the ball now for Sandy Creek out here in three-point territory to Taylor Hendricks. Moves it right side. Now back inside the lane there to Dixon. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call in the rebound. Dixon putting up the shot would not go. And now we got a couple of substitutes coming in there for Adams Central. Fowler coming back in. Also coming back in, Meredith LeMaster. 12-8 is the score. Adams Central is out on top here in the ball game. Here's Brittany Wiseman dribbles it all over the basket. Her shot is up and in. Wiseman scoring there as Adams Central breaks the Sandy Creek pressure. Now Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout. Cougars attacking in backcourt, but AC breaks that one easily. Brittany Wiseman getting the breakaway layup for her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. Adams Central has got the lead here over Sandy Creek. 6:46 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 14, the Cougars 8.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School. Girls High School basketball. It hasn't been pretty, but we're in the second quarter. 6:40 remaining now as the Cougars come back the other direction with a basketball. Connor Lowry has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to the top of the key. With the ball there is Taylor Hendricks. Moves it down. This will Boda down on the baseline on the right side. Back out to Lowry. Stops and pops her three-pointers. Put up there no good. Rebound Dixon. Dixon keeps it alive here for the Cougars. Outside to Taylor Hendricks again. Now to Lowry. Lowry holds on to the ball. Right side to Morgan Dixon. Free throw line extended. Lob pass inside to Johnson. John is up there at in. Krista Johnson scores there for the Cougars. That's a 14-10 ball game. The Patriots have the lead. Here's a long pass down to Florida. Grimmer's shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Adams Central having no problems right now with the Sandy Creek pressure. They're getting a lot of easy attempts at baskets anyway. Alexis Grimmett will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called in Krista Johnson of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. And a free throw is up there. It's going to be no good by Alexis Grimmett. She'll have one more. He is now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Next one is up there. That one she banks home. It's going to be good. Grimmett has got 9 points in the ball game, and it's now a 15-10 ball game. Adams Central with the lead. Hendricks with the ball. Here's something from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Bostock. Carly Bostock now double-teamed here in backcourt. Bounce pass. They get it away to LeMaster. LeMaster to Kruger. Long pass down the floor again. Deflected away from Grimmett. It's going to be out of bounds, and it was last touched by Alexis Grimmett. A turnover on Adams Central. That's going to be their 8th of the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 5 turnovers. 15-10 is the score. The Patriots are out on top of Sandy Creek and girls high school basketball action here tonight. Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Now to host Swoboda. Lobs the ball into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jackie Fowler of Adams Central. Fowler uses a screen by Bostock and brings the ball into the offensive zone. Now loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds down in the corner. And they say it was last touch there by Sandy Creek's Taylor Hendricks. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in. 5:28 to play here in the second quarter. 15-10 is the score. The Patriots are out on top of the Cougars. Bounce pass comes in to Sarah Kruger, who sends it back inside to Bostock, and she turns around, tries to go up with her shot. She's going to be tied up on the play. Morgan Dixon got her hands in there to tie her up, and now the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Cougars, so a turnover on Adams Central, their 9th of the ball game. 15-10, Adams Central out on top in girls high school basketball. And now they're going to say, let's see, got all kinds of confusion out at the scores table again. And they're going to give the ball to the Sandy Creek Cougars. AC was ready to inbound the ball underneath their own basket, but the officials stepping in there. They're coming back the other direction now. 15-10, Adams Central has got the lead. Cougars have the basketball. Taylor Hendricks has got it. Hendricks out to Lowry, right side. Lobs it in Dixon now. Her shot off of the baseline is going to be in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bostock. Bostock for Adams Central. Gives it away to Wiseman. She will bring things up. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. She loses control of the ball, but picked up on the baseline and rolling right to Meredith LeMaster down on the baseline after the 15-10 is the score. Adams Central is out on top, driving to the basket. His shot is going to be up there. No good by Hendricks. Ball goes comfortable playing things in. Vernon LeMaster on that last possession, giving a good. LeMaster just scooped it up like a shortstop and put it down through the hole. Points the Patriots now. There's a pass to the half-court stripe. Lowry can't hang on to it. Rather for Adam Central, Fowler can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds, but it was deflected out of bounds there by Sandy Creek. It'll be Adam Central playing things in on the far sideline. Josie Bumgardner looks to get it in. She does. Fowler has got the ball. Fowler out here in three-point territory. Uses a screen. Fowler now trapped along the far sideline. And Tim Walker wants to call the timeout. He doesn't get it. Flasher has got the ball. Now to Bostock. Bostock dumps it down low. And a turnover as Josie Bumgardner can't hang on to it down underneath the hole. Turnover number 10 on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 17-10. 4:26 to play here in the second quarter in girls high school basketball from Sandy Creek High School tonight. Hope Swoboda has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. Right-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to the left side, driving the baseline down there is going to be Addison Kuda, who's back into the ball game. Gets it to Harms. Now to Kuda again. Bounce pass is going to be deflected away. Left side of the lane is going to be picked up here by Adams Central. Turnover number 7 on the Cougars. Long pass down to Ford as they get it to Fleischer. She drives for the hole. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Addison Kuda for Sandy Creek. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline. Taylor Henricks has got the ball. Henricks now to Erica Harms. Back out to back out between the rings. That's going to be Hope Swoboda with the ball. She runs the offense here. Over to Morgan, rather to Erica Harms. Works it back around to the right wing. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Swoboda. Ball being lost. It is loose in the lane. It's finally picked up here by Adams Central. Anna Fleischer has got the ball for the Patriots here in backcourt. Stomps and gives it away to a Brittany Wiseman. 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. 17-10. Adams Central the lead. Wiseman moves it over here on the right side down to Fleischer. Goes back inside to Brittany Wiseman, and her shot is up and in. 6 points in the ballgame now for Brittany Wiseman. 19-10. Adams Central has got the lead. The Cougars have scored just 4 points here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 9-4 by Adams Central here in the contest. Lowry from the corner bombs away for three. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Kuda. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she is fouled in a play. Personal foul going to be going on Morgan Dixon of Sandy Creek. Her check down is going to go on Adams Central. Morgan Carly Bostock picking up the personal foul. Bostock picks up her third. And going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Addison Kuda. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. He is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 19-11 is the score now. AC with an 8-point lead. Morgan Dixon comes into the ball game here for Sandy Creek as Kuda goes to the free throw line. Addison will toe the mark here. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Alexis Grimmett with a rebound there for the Patriots. He'll try to dribble out of trouble here. Gets the ball into the hands of Josie Bumgardner, and here come the Patriots back in the offensive zone. Bumgardner puts up a shot, a running one-hander from the left side. That's going to be no good. The ball swatted out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central's ball. AC will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 19-11 is the score. Just saw some guy jump out of the stands from the third row right in front of head coach Tim Marker, who gave him a stare down here on the near sideline. Here's Adams Central working with the ball underneath the basket, and we got a whistle again. Driving the baseline down there for AC was Fowler, and a foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek. Cougars been plagued by fouls and also turnovers here in the first two quarters of play here. They've fallen behind 19-11. The personal foul is whistled on Sadie Swoboda. That's going to be her third. To the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Jackie Fowler, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Fowler now 0-1 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Came in hitting 75% of her free throw tosses. She was 3-4 from the free throw line a week ago in the ball games against Holdridge and Aurora. Here's the next shot. It's off of the right side. It's going to be no good. So it's still a 19-11 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Taylor Henricks with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over there on the left side where the ball is Harms. Bounce pass down low. And her shot is up and in. Harms gets the assist. Addison Kuda gets the field goal. For Sandy Creek, that's her first goal of the game. 19-13 now. AC leading by 6 points. Bumgardner has got it here on the near sideline. Bounce pass comes out to Fowler. Out between the rings. About 35 feet away from the basket, Sandy Creek is still in a man-to-man defense. Fowler dribbling with the ball, gets away, dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass down low is going to be deflected away. Picked up on the left baseline. A shot is taken up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgarner. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Morgan Dixon with a rebound there for the Cougars. Taylor Hendricks will bring things up now for Sandy Creek with a minute and 45 seconds to play. Over on the wing on the left side is Addison Kuda. Morgan Dixon has got it. Back out to Kuda, top of the key. Comes across the top, nearly intercepted. Here's Hendricks, dribbles inside, puts up a 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alexis Grimmett. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Bumgarner, brings it across the midcourt stripe, and a foul is going to be called. Taylor Hendricks picks up the personal foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul 10-plus on the Sandy Creek here in the first half. The Cougars gave up the bonus situation at the 3:30 mark of the first quarter. AC was already to the line for the bonus at 3:30 of the first quarter. Been shooting free throws ever since. Josie Bumgarner goes to the line here. She misses her first one. So it's still a 19-13 ball game. Next one is up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Tell you what, if Adams Central were converting on their free throws here in the first half of play, they'd be blowing the Cougars out of here. 19-13 is the score. Adams Central has got to lead. Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Free throw line extended right side as Adams Central's in a man-to-man. There's a shot inside the free throw circle. No good by Harms. And the rebound comes down to Grimmett for Adams Central. Outlet pass goes to Wiseman. Waist high, right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good there by Braden Camp. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Down the near sideline, Hendricks has got the ball. Picked up there by a Bumgarner of Adams Central. Hendricks goes over there on the left sideline to Dixon at the free throw line. Here's Kuda. Shot is up there around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Braden Camp for Adams Central. Out of Bumgarner down the right sideline. Bumgarner has her pocket picked right at the 10-second line. Picked up by Taylor Hendricks. The 11th turnover at Adams Central. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Wiseman as they got the ball to Morgan Dixon, who was driving for the hole. And Brittany Wiseman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6. On the Adams Central Patriots here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Here's Harms with the ball. She dribbles into the paint. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Grimmett. Grimmett gets into the hands now of Josie Bumgarner. Back the other way for Adams Central. There's a pass deflected. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up there by AC. They send a pass to the free throw line. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here's a long pass down floor for Sandy Creek. Harms puts it up there. His shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in by Addison Kuda. Kuda gets the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight at Sandy Creek High School in girls high school basketball. A ragged one at that, as these two teams scoring off for the first time here this season in their third game of the 2013-2014 season. We're at halftime tonight in girls high school basketball. The score, it is Adams Central 19, Sandy Creek 15. We'll be back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at Sandy Creek High School, the Cougars and the Adams Central Patriots scoring off here in the first game of two here tonight. Adams Central has got the lead over Sandy Creek. The score is 19-15. Our halftime show is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the Allen Superstore. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunting apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ad and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So like we said, it's been a ragged one here tonight. 12 fouls, 12 turnovers in the first quarter of play. Sandy Creek had already put Adams Central to the free throw line for the bonus at the 3 minute and 30 second mark in the first quarter as they were over the 7 foul limit in the first period. AC grabbed the early 3-0 lead. We got onto a 6-3 ball game before Sandy Creek came back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. AC scoring the last 4 points in the first quarter. They led at the end of one period by a score of 10-9. The foul fest continued in the second quarter of play. AC got onto a 14-8 advantage. It was 17-10 and then 19-10. And then it was the Cougars scoring the last 5 points of the second quarter. And they had a deficit to make up of 4 points here at halftime. Leading the way so far for Sandy Creek here in the ball game in the first half, as far as scoring is concerned, is Addison Kuda. She's come off of the bench to score 5 points. And the leading scorer for the Adams Central Patriots has been Alexis Grimmett, as she has got 9 points, including 5 free throws in the first half of play. So get into halftime. It's Adams Central out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars by 4 points. It is 19-15. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. Girls High School basketball from Sandy Creek. The Adams Central Patriots are out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars tonight at the break by a score of 15-9. As we check the scoring in the first half of play, first of all for Adams Central, Alexis Grimmett is leading the way. She has got 9 points. Grimmett has got 2 field goals. And she is 5 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the first half. Brittany Wiseman, she has scored 6 points. Wiseman has got 2 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 6. Meredith LeMaster got a field goal and 2 points in the first half. And Jackie Fowler has been held to just 2 points here for Adams Central in the first half on a field goal, and she is 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. Unofficially, 12 turnovers in the ball game for the Adams Central Patriots in the first half of play. And Adams Central is hitting 7 out of 15 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek, 2 out of 6 from the charity stripe in the first 2 quarters. Unofficially, they have got 8 turnovers in the ball game. And they're being led by Addison Kuda. She has got 5 points off of the bench. Kuda has hit a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 5. Taylor Hendricks has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Sadie Swoboda has got a 3-pointer in the first half for her only score of the ball game. And Hope Swoboda is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 1. So the Patriots led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter of play. They've got the lead here at halftime. The score is Adams Central 15 and Sandy Creek 9. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show tonight on The Breeze. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Sandy Creek High School, Parents Night here tonight for the Cougars as we begin the 2013-2014 home schedule for Sandy Creek, and an extended halftime show as well, as we've got aerobics and everything else going on out there here tonight. But Sandy Creek is trailing Adams Central in girls high school basketball here at the break. The score is 15-9. Tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you will get USHL hockey. Tri-City Storm trying to break out of their early season slump here this week. The Storm will be playing in Omaha against the Lancers tomorrow night. We'll have the action for you on the Breeze, beginning with a pregame show at about 6:50. The face-off in Omaha will be at 7:05, so that's coming up tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, we've got more girls high school basketball action for you. We'll continue to be with the Adams Central Patriots on Thursday as they will play host to the Kearney Catholic Stars. That'll be just a girls-only ball game on Thursday, 7:45 with a tip-off from the Patriots gym at Hastings, on the air with a pregame show at about 7:30 or so from Adams Central High School. Then on Friday again, we'll have USHL hockey as the Tri-City Storm will be at home at the Viero Event Center in Kearney as they take on Youngstown on the Friday night. That will be a 7:30 face-off with a pregame show at 7:15. In fact, Youngstown is going to be the opponents again on Saturday. They will play an afternoon matinee for the Tri-City Storm as they will have a face-off at 3:05 on Saturday with a pregame show at 2:50. So a busy week of sports activity coming up for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with our basketball game, our doubleheader tonight with Adams Central and Sandy Creek. Hockey tomorrow night with the Tri-City Storm in Omaha. Girls high school basketball on Thursday with Kearney Catholic playing at Adams Central. Friday night, Youngstown and the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze. Then on Saturday afternoon, Youngstown and the Tri-City Storm with an afternoon matinee beginning at 3:05. Again, 19-15 is our score here at halftime. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars in girls high school basketball coverage here tonight. Again, a very ragged contest. AC jumped out to the 3-0 lead, led 6-3 before the Cougars came back to tie things up at 6 points apiece, 10-6 at the end of the first quarter. Adams Central opening up a 9-point lead in the second period at 19-10. That's been their biggest lead of the ball game, but Sandy Creek scoring the final 5 points of the first half, and it's a 19-15 score here at halftime in favor of Adams Central over Sandy Creek. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight on The Breeze. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Again, at halftime, 19-15, the Adams Central Patriots looking for their first win of the 2013-2014 season after suffering two losses last week to state-ranked Holdridge and to the Aurora Huskies. Sandy Creek looking to come back to grab their first win of the season after losing to Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic last week in a Grand Island Central Catholic early bird tournament. Right now, 19-15, Adams Central has got the lead. Again, you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll be back right after this.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School tonight. Girls High School basketball will have the boys game coming up next here on The Breeze. Sandy Creek and Adams Central, a couple of teams that went 1-1 on their opening weekend of action, will be squaring off in game number two here tonight. We had a late start to things here this evening because of the length of the junior varsity ball game. Then we had parents' night here tonight for the Sandy Creek girls basketball team and a long first half of play. So we'll get the boys' game started a little bit later on tonight. We'll have the action on the Breeze. So we're set for the second half here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. Adams Central, by the way, dressed in their red uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Sandy Creek just the opposite. Cougars in their home white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. Adams Central have the opening possession of the second half. They've got the four-point lead, 19-15, immediately driving down the lane. As Fowler shot all the way to the basket is up and in. The defense just opened up there for Jackie Fowler, and she took it right to the hole and scored. 21-15, Adams Central with a six-point lead. Cougars shooting to our far end as we view it here from behind the Adams Central basket at Sandy Creek High School. Taylor Hendricks with the ball on the wing. Comes out to the top of the key. Hope Swoboda throws up a three-pointer. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. Picked up by Alexis Grimmett for Adams Central. Grimmett gets the ball away. Here come the Adams Central Patriots now. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball down the left sideline. Cuts for the hole. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Bostock at the top of the key. Tries to drive it down the left side of the lane. Can't do it. Comes opposite side of the lane to Grimmett. She takes the ball in the hole and scores. Alexis Grimmett scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game. And it's 23-15. Adams Central with an 8-point lead here in the second half. We're about a minute into quarter number three. Driving for the hole is going to be Hendricks. Can't do anything. Comes out to Dixon. They work it back around to Connor Lowry on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass to Hendricks. Down on the baseline, there's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Dixon. Now we got a foul shot up and in, and she's fouled into play. The shot was no good, but it's picked up by Morgan Dixon in the lane. And she scores, and she is fouled into play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Carly Bostock. That's going to be the fourth foul on Bostock, so she'll have to check out of the ball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Dixon. The shoot one. Her shot is up there, and the shot good as she banks one home. The first points of the ball game for Morgan Dixon, and just like that, back to a five-point ball game now, 23-18. The Cougars will apply some pressure in backcourt. Jackie Fowler brings the ball up. Right-handed dribble, about waist-high across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Wiseman. Wiseman brings it to the top of the key. Wiseman, bounce pass to Grimmett, gets away on the baseline. Now she's double-teamed, forces up a shot, jump ball. Getting her hands in there for Sandy Creek was Morgan Dixon. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Cougars, so that'll be a turnover at Adams Central. The Patriots now with 13 turnovers in the ball game. 23-18 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over Sandy Creek. 6.5 to play. Here in quarter number three, where the ball is going to be Hope Swoboda. Goes over on the wing on the left side. There's a lob pass in the lane. A shot is up there by Lowry. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there by Sandy Creek. That's a shot by Dixon. It's going to be no good. Rebound again by the Cougars. Swoboda has got it. Now back inside. It's going to be mishandled there by Dixon. And this ball brought out of there by Adams Central. Running back the other way is going to be AC's Brittany Wiseman. Her pass deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Harms. Her long pass down the floor. The scramble is on as it's tipped away again. Three players to the deck. And now the jump ball is called. And finally, the possession arrow is pointing in favor of EC. 10 turnovers on Sandy Creek in the ball game. 14 on Adams Central. It's a 23-18 ball game. The Patriots are leading in this contest. Just a skosh under 6 minutes to play here in quarter number three. Bumgarner has got the ball, dribbles it down to the left side of the lane. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dixon. He gets it away now to Erica Harms, and here come the Cougars now. Hope Swoboda has got the ball. Right-handed dribble, brings it across the midcourt stripe, feeds down to the baseline to Lowry. Her shot is an air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots have got it. Rebounded by Braden Camp. Long pass down the floor is going to be too far. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. 15 turnovers on the Patriots here in the ball game. Sandy Creek will come back the other direction. Coming into the contest now for EC is going to be LeMaster. Coming to the bench is going to be Hannah Fleischer. 5:29 to play here in the third quarter. 23-18. Adams Central is out on top here in girls high school basketball. Here's Hope Swoboda with it now. Feeds it down low. A shot's going to be taken. It's going to be no good. It's going to be tapped out here and picked up by Adams Central. A shot taken by Morgan Dixon that would not go on the low block. Wiseman has got it down for EC. Wiseman brings it into the forecourt. Now she's double-teamed. Wiseman trying to get away. She has to get rid of it. And now a five-second violation. Nope, a timeout is called. Tim Marker at the last second jumps up and calls the timeout to save the possession. So a timeout called here by Adams Central. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play in quarter number three. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 23, Sandy Creek 18.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School tonight. Girls High School basketball, first game of two. We've got the boys game coming up next here on The Breeze between Sandy Creek and Adams Central. Again, tomorrow night, USHL hockey, the Tri-City Storm in action against the Omaha Lancers. Face-off will be at 7:05. Pre-game show will be at 6:50 here on The Breeze. At halftime, Adams Central had the lead over Sandy Creek, 15-9. It's now 23-18. Adams Central in the lead here with 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in here on the near sideline right in front of the scorers table as they get things in to Jackie Fowler dribbling with the ball out here. It's going to be tipped away. It comes to the near side. It's going to be picked up by Lowry. She throws the ball down the right sideline to Henricks. It's a turnover at Adams Central. Back the other way. It's going to be Swoboda. Runs over a defender down there. We got a blocking foul called on EC. Swoboda ran over Alexis Grimmett, and Grimmett picks up the personal foul for the Patriots. That's going to be your second. Team foul number two on Adams Central here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line here is going to be Hope Swoboda for Sandy Creek. She's got 1 point in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Swoboda eyes the bucket, puts it up there, and the shot good. About 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. She was 4 out of 6 on free throws a week ago. Into the ball game now, Hannah Fleischer for the Adams Central Patriots. Coming out will be Alexis Grimmett. Grimmett's had a good ball game here tonight. She's got 11 points, leading the Patriots in scoring. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Swoboda. She's got all of her points from the free throw line, down with 3. 23-20 is the score. The Patriots now leading by 3 points. Adams Central attacking here. Sarah Kruger, he's trying to drive it. Now the ball's going to be tipped loose. It's picked up by Henricks. A turnover on Adams Central. That's going to be their 16th of the ball game thus far. Running back the other way is going to be Taylor Henricks now as he drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, and she's fouling the play. Taylor Henricks found a little seam as she split a couple of defenders, went to the holes, and she got the field goal to go as it rolls down the cylinder there. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame on 3 field goals. She was fouled in a play by Meredith LeMaster of Adams Central. First foul in the master. Here's the free throws up there and in by Henrich. So a 3-point play has tied the ballgame at 23-23. An 8-0 run here for Sandy Creek. Kruger having problems with the ball again for Adams Central. And now she's going to be fouled in a play. She was approaching the 10-second line. The foul is going to be called on Hope Swoboda. That's going to be her third. We had a ton of fouls called in the first half, and we're off to the same start here in half number two. First team foul on the Patriots, so the first team foul called on the Cougars here in this third quarter of play. Adams Central now inbounds the ball. They get it to Jackie Fowler, dribbles down the lane. Nice dish down low. It's going to be deflected away from LeMaster. And a turnover on Adams Central as the Cougars have got the ball here in backcourt. Hope Swoboda has got it. Swoboda gets the ball to Erica Harms into the forecourt, now to Taylor Henricks. So we're tied up at 23 points apiece. Adams Central had an 8-point lead earlier in this quarter. Sandy Creek takes the ball down to the baseline. Lowry has got it. Back out to Harms. They're working around this man-to-man defense for Adams Central. There's Taylor Henricks with the ball. Two-handed pass back outside. Harms, her 3-pointer is put up there no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central in the baseline. That's Fowler with the ball. Fowler dribbles to the corner. She is double-teamed, trying to get rid of it. Now she does, and she bounces off with a leg there of the Sandy Creek Cougars down there. So Adams Central inbound the ball here in backcourt on the far sideline. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in girls high school basketball tonight. We are tied up at 23 points apiece. Adams Central coming back with the ball. Hannah Fleischer now throws it to the near sideline. That's going to be too far. It's going to be a turnover on AC. Fleischer trying to connect here to Meredith LeMaster, and she threw it too far. A turnover on the Patriots, and Tim Barker with his hands on his hips is staring out, probably in disbelief. Fowler comes out of the ball game. Here comes Josie Bumgarter into the contest now for Adams Central. As the Patriots look for a combination that's going to work out there. Here's Dixon with the ball. Dixon moves over to Harms. Bounce pass goes inside. Turnaround jumper up and in. Taylor Henricks hits her fourth field goal of the ball game. She's now got 9 points. And now the Cougars have their first lead in the Wild. 25-23 with 3:17 to play. There's a baseline jumper by Meredith that's up and in. Meredith LeMaster scoring there for Adams Central. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. And now we're tied up at 25 points apiece. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Swoboda with the ball. Picked up out there by Bumgarner. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot put up there. No good by Dixon. And the rebound comes down to Bumgarner for Adams Central. So the Patriots can reclaim the lead here with a field goal. And we're going to have a personal foul called. Connor Lowry is called for the foul here. Bringing the ball up for Adams Central was Bumgarner. She was checked just as he brought it across the 10-second line. No free throws. That's only the second team foul called on the Cougars here in this second half of play. So Bumgarner will inbound the ball. She gets it in here to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman picked up by Hope Swoboda. Wiseman brings it around to the right side of the lane. Now dishes down in the corner. LeMaster throws up a 17-footer. No good. Rebound Taylor Henricks. Henricks has got the ball for Sandy Creek, weaving her way back up the floor. Henricks bounce pass goes to Hope Swoboda. Hope dribbling with the ball to the left elbow, and now a double dribble violation. Cougar had some contact out there, but a double dribble violation is called on Hope Swoboda. 12 turnovers on Sandy Creek. I've got 18 for Adams Central here in this ball game thus far. Here comes Sadie Swoboda into the ball game now for head coach Russ Neinmeier. We are tied up at 25 points apiece, 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Both of these teams looking for their first wins of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball. Brittany Wiseman in backcourt stops. There's a pass going to be deflected away from Kruger. Wiseman picks it back up. Now the ball is still loose. It goes to the end line. It goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and let's see. They're going to give the ball to Sandy Creek on another Adams Central turnover. The Patriots now having problems with the Sandy Creek pressure. Cougars will inbound the ball. Krista Johnson from underneath their own basket comes way out on top now. That's Morgan Dixon with it. Goes over to Harms. Bounce pass down low. A shot by Swoboda is up and in. Sadie Swoboda is scoring there. Down to the baseline on the left side. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek is out to a 27-25 lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Bounce pass on the low block left side. And we're going to have a traveling violation, I do believe. Nope, a foul is going to be called. They got the ball down there to Alexis Grimmett. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek's Morgan Dixon. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Cougars. So the team fouls are now even at 3 apiece here in the second half. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 27-25. Sandy Creek has got a 2-point lead. Adams Central will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. LeMaster has got it down in the corner. Brings it up high. Now tries to jam the ball inside. Fleischer has it knocked away from her. It's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek. 20 turnovers on Adams Central. Long pass down before they get it to Dixon. There's a shot taken in the lane by Swoboda. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Grimmett has got the rebound for the Patriots. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Josie Bumgarner. Right-handed dribble comes across the top now to Fowler. Fowler looks to drive it down the right side of the lane. Cuts for the hole. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down and the foul is called. And Fowler will go to the free throw line. The personal is going to be whistled on Erica Harms for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 4 on the Cougars. So going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Jackie Fowler. She got 4 points in the ball game thus far. She is 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now 1 of 4 from the stripe here in this ball game. Fowler averaging 6.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game for the opening weekend through their losses to Holdridge and Aurora last weekend. Jackie Fowler will have one more. The shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Dixon. Out the pass goes to Swoboda down the far sideline. There's a Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Taylor sends it back to the near sideline with the basketball out here for Sandy Creek. It's going to be Krista Johnson who's back into the ball game. Down to Dixon. Here's Hendricks at the free throw line. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. And running one-hander is going to be no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. It's picked up here by Dixon. Good hustle there by the Sandy Creek Cougars. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Taylor Hendricks. Taylor goes over here on the right side. That's going to be Erica Harms. Holds it. Now goes to the top of the key to Johnson. Works to the left side. Entry pass down low. His shot is up and in. That's Morgan Dixon, and she's fouled into play. The pass came in from Hendricks on the far sideline. Dixon got the field goal to go down, and she is fouled into play. That's 5 points in the ball game now for Dixon. A personal foul is whistled on Alexis Grimmett for Adams Central. That's going to be her third foul. Morgan Dixon to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Alexis Grimmett for Adams Central. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter, 29-26. The Cougars have come back here. There's a Fowler with the ball. She has problems with it on the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of her hands here by Swoboda. And Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 42 seconds to play third quarter, 29-26. Sandy Creek has got the lead. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball down here. Right side of the basket on the baseline. Looking. Finally, bounce pass goes inside to Grimmett. Forces up a shot. She's fouling the play. Pass came in from Bumgarter. Forced the ball in there to Grimmett, who was surrounded by nothing but Cougars. She grabs the ball, goes up for the shot, and she is fouled in the play. So Grimmett goes to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Addison Kuda. That's going to be her third. Grimmett, she's 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in this ball game, and she misses her first one. 29-26 is the score. Adams Central trailing by 3. Next shot is up there. That one is good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 29-27 now. 40 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter from Sandy Creek. Harms has got the ball. Harms being pressured out there by Fowler of Adams Central. She comes over here to Hendricks. Two-handed pass is going to be deflected away from Madison Kuda. In fact, Kuda was the last to touch it. She did get her hands on it as it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on Sandy Creek. So now with 30 seconds to play in the third quarter, Adams Central has got the ball, and here's another foul that's going to be called. That's going to go on Sandy Creek's Erica Harms. That's going to be your third. Team foul number 6 on the Cougars. That's going to be the Patriots inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Dixon. Going out is going to be Erica Harms. LeMaster will inbound the ball. It's going to be a Bumgarter. Yeah, Bumgarter is going to inbounds the ball here for Adams Central as he will play it in. Out here near the 10-second line to Jackie Fowler. Gets away. There's a bounce pass down low. It's going to be deflected, but Fowler picks it back up. Jackie Fowler on the left baseline looking. Looking. She is being guarded there by Akuda and finally gets rid of it. Now to Wiseman, drives the baseline. Bounce pass back in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Krista Johnson. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted back. Nope, it's going to be brought down here. And a shot taken at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. It was who's got the hot potato. It's finally grabbed by Sadie Swoboda. This throws up one at the buzzer. That's going to be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Wow. 29-27 is our score after three quarters. The Sandy Creek Cougars have come back from an 8-point deficit here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek has got the lead heading into the fourth and final quarter. It's Sandy Creek 29, Adams Central 27.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Adams Central gives up a 10-0 run there in the third quarter. The Cougars have come back to grab the lead now as we head into the fourth and final quarter. 29-27 is the score. Here's the inbound pass intercepted. Intercepted by Bumgarner. She drives it for the hole. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Connor Lowry. So AC steals the inbounds pass away to begin the fourth quarter, but they can't convert. The Cougars come back the other direction. They've got a two-point lead, 29-27. Both of these teams looking for their first wins of the 2013-2014 season. As the Cougars work with it on their offensive end, Swoboda goes inside. There's a shot that's going to be no good by Taylor Henricks, and she's fouling the play. So Swoboda got it into Taylor Henricks in the paint there. She forces up a shot, but she draws a personal foul. So Henricks will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Josie Bumgarner. That's going to be her first foul. Taylor Henricks to the free throw line. She's got 9 points tonight. Shot from the line is going to be no good. Now 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. End of the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Meredith LeMaster. LeMaster comes in. It's going to be Bumgarner coming to the bench for head coach Tim Marker. Next shot is up there. It is good by Henricks. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now a 30-27 ball game in favor of the Cougars. Adams Central coming back, and a personal foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Henricks defensively for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. So 17 fouls now in Sandy Creek, 5 on Adams Central. 30-27 is the score. 7.5 minutes to play in the game. The Cougars have the lead. Adams Central going to the free throw line. This is going to be Jackie Fowler going to the line. She's got 5 points. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Dixon. Dixon gets it away down to Hope Swoboda. Swoboda back into the offensive zone for Sandy Creek. Bounce pass left side. They get the ball over there to Kuda. Back out to Lowry. Her three-pointer is put up there and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game by Connor Lowry. And it's a three-pointer from the top of the key. That gives the Cougars a 33-27 lead. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Another foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Taylor Henricks. That's going to be her third foul. And again, that's going to send Jackie Fowler to the free throw line for Adams Central. Patriots have had a ton of free throws. They had 9 more free throws in the first half, but led only by a margin of 6 points at halftime, 15-9. The next free throw is up there and in by Jackie Fowler. She is now 2 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. She will have one more, 33-28. It's Sandy Creek out on top of Adams Central tonight. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. So Fowler hits a pair of free throws, and the Patriots are back to within 4 points. Connor Lowry down the right sideline. Get it down in the corner there. That's going to be Hope Swoboda. Lowry, another worker over on the left side. That's going to be Harms with the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here. Lowry again for 3. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose on the baseline, picked up by Swoboda. Swoboda now with Lowry. Her shot from 15. Good. Connor Lowry with a 3 and a 2 the last 2 times down to 4 for the Cougars. And it's now a 35-29 ball game. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Here's Jackie Fowler with the ball now for Adams Central. Fowler has a screen set up for it, doesn't use it, dribbles it in the lane. Bounce pass down low to Fleischer. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes out of the Cougars. 6.5 to play. Sandy Creek with the lead, 35-29. Here's Hope Swoboda with the ball out here in three-point territory. Over to the right side to Dixon. Dixon brings it back to Lowry. Top of the key. Three-pointers put up there off of the back iron. No good. Rebound to Johnson. Johnson has got it for Sandy Creek, and now we got a traveling violation. Krista Johnson had it left side of the lane down on the baseline, and she's calling for the traveling violation. Under the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Grimmett. She will play with 4 personal fouls, and coming out is going to be Anna Fleischer. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in girls high school basketball tonight from Sandy Creek. 35-29. Cougars have got the lead. Now they steal the ball away. Taylor Henricks now, she throws the ball, basketball away. Henricks got the steal and then tried to come back and attack the basket and threw it over the head of Hope Swoboda out of bounds. 15 turnovers on Sandy Creek at least. That's going to be 22 on Adams Central here in the ball game. Fowler's going to come out for a quick little breather here, and Sarah Kruger comes back into the ball game. Kruger has got the ball. Back in the offensive zone, 200 pass goes over to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman left side of the lane, little fake, dribbles it, now loses control. Wiseman picks it back up, double dribble violation. Double dribble violation on Adams Central. 35-29. The Patriots are down by 6 points with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in this basketball game. The boys' game is coming up next here on the Breeze, so stay with us. Krista Johnson with the ball. for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Now they move it over to Connor Lowry down in the corner. Back out to Johnson. Her pass to the wing on the left side is going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Swoboda. Takes off, drives the ball to the hole. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And the rebound comes down to LeMaster. LeMaster dribbles out of there. Her pass deflected is picked up here by Wiseman. Wiseman in backcourt. Right-handed dribble. Sprints up the right sideline. Gets the ball ahead to Kruger. Lobs it in the lane to Grimmin. Her shot's going to be blocked down and goes out of bounds. Nice block there by Krista Johnson of Sandy Creek. And the Cougars will get to play things in. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. So the Patriots will play things in down here. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Josie Bumgardner will inbound the ball here for the Patriots. Bumgardner looking, finally gets it into Grimmett, who throws it out beyond the ring, and it goes right through the fingertips of Brittany Wiseman out of bounds. 24 turnovers now in the Patriots. They've been averaging 23 through the opening weekend. 35-29 is the score. As the Cougars out on top by 6 points. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Swoboda's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by LeMaster as she comes back the other way. Left-handed layup good. Meredith LeMaster is scoring there for Adams Central. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. It's back to a four-point contest now at 35-31. We are in the fourth quarter here tonight. 35-31, the Cougars have the lead. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Here's Hope Swoboda with it now. Moves it over to Krista Johnson, and now we got another two to the whistle. Another foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Alexis Grimmett. So Grimmett picks up the personal foul. Ray C, that's going to be her fourth foul. It's going to be Sandy Creek playing it in right in front of head coach Russ Neimeyer here on the near sideline. Krista Johnson will get it into play here. Hope Swoboda has got the ball. Swoboda, bounce pass, left side. Taylor Hendricks has got the ball just beyond the three-point arc. Picked up there by Kruger. Bounce pass comes out on top to Krista Johnson. Over on the wing on the right side to Hope Swoboda. Back down low. A shot by Dixon, no good. Rebound comes down to Grimmett, swinging her elbows out there, and finally gets the ball away. There's Carly Bostock on the break, and shot good. Carly Bostock scores on the break. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 35-33 is the score now. Adams Central down by 2 points. Here comes Sandy Creek back with the ball. Hope Swoboda brings it into the offensive zone, and Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout. We've got ourselves a ball game yet here. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. They're in the fourth and final quarter. The score is Sandy Creek 35, Adams Central 33.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sandy Creek out on top with the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball, 35-33. 4:19 to play here in the quarter. Tomorrow night, USHL hockey on the Breeze. We've got the Tri-City Storm playing on the road at Omaha against the Lancers. Pre-game will be at 6:50 with a face-off at 7:05. Back for girls high school basketball on Thursday. Kearney Catholic will be in Hastings to take on these Adams Central Patriots. 7:45 for the tip there. Pre-game show at 7:30 on the Breeze. 35-33 is the score here. Sandy Creek has got the ball following their timeout. Swoboda has got it out here in three-point territory. Now to Connor Lowry. Lowry brings it over on the left side again to Krista Johnson. Back outside the ring to Lowry. Top of the key. That's Swoboda with the ball. Works it inside. A shot's going to be taken there by Dixon. That's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And they give the ball here to Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Krista Johnson will look to get things in for the Cougars. Johnson looking. Finally, the bounce pass comes. The Morgan Dixon, who throws it back outside the ring, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Adams Central's Jackie Fowler, who brings the ball to the forecourt with a pass to Brittany Wiseman, and a foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to go on Sandy Creek. That's going to be the ninth team foul called to the Cougars as they whistle this one on Hope Swoboda. That's going to be your fourth. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Brittany Wiseman. That is 6 points in the ball game for Brittany Wiseman. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation for Wiseman. Shauna's up there. It's going to be good. Wiseman will get the bonus, and the Patriots are back within 1 point, 35-34 in girls high school basketball action here tonight at Sandy Creek. This is the home opener for the Cougars for the 2013-2014 season. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So now we are tied up at 35 points apiece with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the basketball game. With the ball out here is going to be Erica Harms. Harms sends it to the far sideline to Hendricks, now to Lowry. Lowry looking to penetrate, can't do it. Goes over in the wing on the right side. Droming with the ball over there is going to be Morgan Dixon. She comes out here in the three-point territory. Hendricks being guarded out here by Bumgarner. Finally has to get rid of it. She does. That's going to be Krista Johnson with the ball. Krista Johnson sends over to Lowry as it tipped away. Lowry picks it back up. Here's a baseline jumper by Lowry. It's going to be no good from 10. Offensive rebound under the hole, and a jump ball is going to be called. Morgan Dixon got the offensive rebound there for Sandy Creek, but she is tied up in the play. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will have the ball. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we are tied up at 35 points apiece, and Adams Central has got the ball here in backcourt. Jackie Fowler will bring things up for the Patriots. Right-handed dribble about waist-high, brings it across the midcourt stripe. Picked up by Hendricks. Fowler with the ball, dribbling inside. Nice bounce pass down to Grimmett. Her shot is up and in. Alexis Grimmett scoring there on the assist from Jackie Fowler. Adams Central has got the lead. 37-35 Patriots now with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Lowry has got the ball down on the baseline to Hendricks. Her pass inside, deflected away. It's going to be picked up in the corner. A turnover on Sandy Creek, picked up there by the Patriots. And now we got a traveling violation in backcourt. Adams Central trying to bring the ball back, and Alexis Grimmett is whistled for the traveling violation. 25 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game. I've got the Cougars with 18. 37-35 is the score. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead into the ball game. Now is going to be Fleischer going out. Adams Central is going to be Alexis Grimmett. Grimmett's got 4 personal fouls. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's a Hendricks with the ball. Hendricks comes out to Dixon again. Dixon comes across the top. That's going to be Harms. Dribbles the ball toward the hole, and we got a foul called. Harms taking it right to the hole there for Sandy Creek, and a personal foul is going to be called on Adams Central. That's going to send Sandy Creek to the free throw line for the 1-1. So going to the line is going to be Erica Harms. She has not scored so far in the ball game. She's a 33% foul shooter in the season. Fowler picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first and the team's 7th. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Erica Harms. And now it's a 37-36 ball game in favor of Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. Got the boys game coming up next here on the Breeze, so stay with us. Erica Harms will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So we're tying up again at 37 points apiece. Heading to the wire here tonight in girls high school basketball, Brittany Wiseman races the ball back the other way down the right sideline. Now she's trapped out there by Lowry. Gets the pass away. Bumgarner's got it down the wing. Free throw line extended left side with the ball is going to be Carly Bostock, who's back into the ball game. Two-handed pass out to Fleischer at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up and in. Nice move to the basket by Hannah Fleischer. Took it right to the free throw line and took it to the goal, and banks went off of the window. 39-37. Here's Hendricks back the other way. Her shot's no good, but she's found in the play. 39-37. The Patriots have the lead. Hendricks will go to the free throw line now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Bostock. That's going to be 5 fouls on Carly Bostock. So she fouls out of the ball game now with 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Carly Bostock will come to the bench. She will leave with only 2 points. She has been in foul trouble most of the way here tonight. Now she is on the bench with 5 fouls. She will check out. Alexis Grimmett comes back in there for Adams Central. Grimmett, she has got 4 fouls herself. Taylor Hendricks to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. She is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. Hendricks has got 10 points in the ball game, 39-37. Adams Central with a 2-point lead here in girls high school play. Next shot is up there. It's good. Now it's 39-38. Adams Central with the ball at the 2-minute mark of this fourth quarter. Bring the ball up is going to be a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman right-handed dribble, and now she's going to be checked in the play, and a foul is going to be called on Taylor Hendricks. Hendricks picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her 4th. That's going to be 10 fouls plus on Sandy Creek. So now we're going to have some free throws coming up here for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman will have two. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight, 8 out of 10 for the season. That her shot is up there, it's going to be good. Brittany Wiseman will have one more. Wiseman now at 9 points in the ballgame tonight, 40-38. Adams Central has got the lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars. Next shot is up there, it's good. Wiseman hits a pair of free throws. It's a 3-point lead, 41-38, as Wiseman connects here with a minute and 48 seconds to play. There's a pass inside to Lowry. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. Bounces around the rim and goes down through the hole. And she is fouled in the play. Connor Lowry, a tough shot in the lane there. Bounces on the back iron a couple of times and goes right through the hole. Lowry now has 7 points in the ball game, and she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central is whistled for the personal foul. There's a shot from the free throw line up and in. Connor Lowry has tied up this ball game again at 41 points apiece with a minute and 41 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Brittany Wiseman starts off right, now left. Dribbles with the ball out there. Wiseman out in 3-point territory. Wiseman looking. Now the pass goes to the free throw line. Fleischer has got it. Over here on the right wing, a shot is taken by Bumgarner, and she banks one in. Josie Bumgarner banks one in. A long two-pointer. It is 43-41. Here's Lowry back the other way. Her shot is good for three. Connor Lowry throws up a three-pointer for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars have the lead, 44-43. Sandy Creek now with a one-point advantage. AC has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's a Jackie Fowler directing some traffic out here in three-point territory. Fowler on the left wing, looking, comes out to a Brittany Wiseman. We're down to 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 44-43, Sandy Creek with a one-point lead. Brittany Wiseman with the ball. They get her down the high post to Fleischer, dribbles it down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out. Bumgarner's three. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Last touchdown here by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. So it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball with 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is 44-43. The Cougars have a one-point lead. Adams Central attacking now in backcourt. Sadie Swoboda will get things in. Swoboda gets it in to Hendricks. Dribbles down the left sideline, picked up by Bumgarner. Now at the Lowry. 30 seconds to play, 44-43. Sandy Creek has got a one-point lead. Dixon with the ball. Now to Lowry out near the 10-second line to Dixon. Brings it back to Lowry. The ball poked away. Lowry has got it. And now we got a whistle and we got a timeout called. Russ Neinbeier wants to call a timeout with 21 seconds to play here in the fourth and final quarter. We got ourselves a one-point ball game in girls high school basketball. The score with 21 seconds to play is Sandy Creek 44 and Adams Central 43.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You are listening to girls high school basketball action here tonight from Sandy Creek. 21 seconds to play in the fourth and final quarter, or should I say regulation. 21 seconds to play in regulation, 44-43. The Sandy Creek Cougars with a one-point lead here over Adams Central. That's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Taylor Hendricks, they're in their offensive zone. Taylor Hendricks will inbound the ball as they get it down there in the corner. They get it to Dixon, and her pass is deflected away, but a foul is going to be called here. Personal foul is going to go on Hannah Fleischer of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. That is team foul number 10. On Adams Central, so that's going to send Morgan Dixon to the free throw line here for the Sandy Creek Cougars in a 44-43 ball game. There's a Dixon's free throws up there. It's going to be no good. Dixon now 1 out of 3 on free throws tonight. She has got 5 points in the ball game. Then again, now is going to be Krista Johnson for Sandy Creek. Going on is going to be Sadie Swoboda. So it's a 1-point ball game at 44-43 with 19 seconds to play. Morgan Dixon will have another free throw here for Sandy Creek. Dixon dribbles with it, squats the knees, throws it up there. That shot's way off of the right side, no good. In fact, it did not draw iron. It just hit the board over there. So it's going to be Adam Central playing the ball in backcourt. So 19 seconds to play. AC has got the ball. They'll have to come the length of the floor. 44-43 is the score. Adam Central is down by 1 point. And here comes Jackie Fowler with the ball for Adam Central across the 10-second line into the offensive zone. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. They're trying to set a game-winning play up here. 14 seconds to play in the basketball game. We will take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 44, Adam Central 43.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15 and the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kliqfm.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School. The Patriots led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter of play, 15-9 at halftime. Adams Central got out to an 8-point lead in the third quarter, but then Sandy Creek uses a 10-0 run to reclaim the lead. Sandy Creek had a 29-27 lead after three quarters. And here in the fourth quarter, it's been a seesaw battle, and right now it's sitting at 44-43. As the Sandy Creek Cougars have a one-point lead over Adams Central here tonight, where the Patriots have the basketball with 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We have got the boys' game coming up next here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It's going to be Bumgarner inbounding the ball for Adams Central on the far sideline. About even with the top of the three-point circle. Bumgarner will inbound the ball. Got 14 seconds to play. They get it into a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman dribbling with the ball. Wiseman out here in three-point territory. Stops, picks up the dribble, now sends the ball inside. There's a shot taken by Grima in the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball called. It was brought down there by Connor Lowry, and a foul is going to be called. Now, no jump ball. A foul is going to be called here on the Adams Central Patriots. So we go to the other end of the floor. Grima misses the shot inside there. Had a great look at the basket. Right in front of the hole, they were in the lane there, and she could not convert. And a personal foul is called as Lowry goes to the free throw line now with 3 seconds to play. Lowry 1 out of 1 from the free throw line tonight. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. That makes the score 45-43 in favor of the Cougars. And now Connor Lowry will have one more. And each of these teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So Connor Lowry can give her team a 3-point lead with 3 seconds to play. Lowry's next one is up there. It's good. Connor Lowry hits a couple of free throws, and now we've got another timeout from Tim Marcus. And now he's got to drop a 3-point play to tie this thing and force an overtime session. 3 seconds to play. We've got another timeout with a score. Sandy Creek 46, Adams Central 43.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street and Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we've got 3 seconds to play now here in regulation. 46-43 is the score. Sandy Creek, on the strength of a couple of free throws from Connor Lowry, has got a 3-point lead. Adams Central had a chance after playing the ball in with 14 seconds to play, but Alexis Grimmett missing a shot right in front of the basket in the lane for Adams Central, and then Lowry was fouled. He went down and hit 2 free throws. Now the Cougars will apply pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central is going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be Grimmett inbounding the ball. And now Russ Neinmeyer wants to call a timeout. Russ Neinmeyer calls the timeout. So we'll take another quick break. The Cougars want to talk things over. 3 seconds to play in regulation. The score, Sandy Creek 46, Adams Central 43.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the veteran head coach in Russ Neinmeyer wanted to see what Adams Central is going to do offensively and how they were going to set up on the floor. Then he calls a timeout himself to try to set up his defense. 46-43 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a three-point lead over the Adams Central Patriots after trailing by as many as 8 points in the second half. In fact, the Patriots have been playing with the lead most of the way here tonight, but a bad third quarter for Adams Central. They were scored 20-12 in that third quarter. Sandy Creek reclaimed the lead, and now they've got a three-point advantage here with 3 seconds to play. Again, Grimmett will inbound the ball on the far end of the floor. Adams Central leads a 3 to force an overtime. Grimmett looking inbound. There's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped. It is loose. It's picked up by Wiseman, and it's going to be the ball game. Wiseman got it, but she was out near the 10-second line. She got her hands on the ball. It was tipped away as Grimmett threw the ball down the floor. It was tipped away at the 10-second line, and finally it was grabbed by Brittany Wiseman, but she did not get a shot away here. So the Sandy Creek Cougars win their first ball game of the 2013-2014 season here tonight as they knock off the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball, coming from 8 points down in the second half as Sandy Creek wins it tonight by a score of 46-43. We'll be back with a recap after this.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, back here at Sandy Creek High School tonight, girls high school basketball in the books. And it was Sandy Creek coming from 8 points down in the second half of play to beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 46-43. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can call them at their Ord store today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's Sports. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games that you play. As we said, Adams Central led this thing for much of the ball game here tonight. Patriots got out to a 10-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. They led 19-15 at halftime. They checked out. It was 15-9 at halftime in favor of Adams Central. I'll take that back. It was 19. No, that's right. 15-9 at halftime in favor of Adams Central. And then it was the Cougars coming back in the third quarter of play to grab a 29-27 advantage. And 46-43 was our score at halftime. 46-43 was our final score here in the ball game tonight. Just reading too many notes here. So the final 46-43 in favor of Sandy Creek here at halftime. The Patriots had a chance to maybe grab the game-winning basket late in the contest, but Alexis Grimmett missed a shot in the lane for the Patriots. Connor Lowry was fouled. She went to the other end to hit a couple of free throws to give the Cougars a 46-43 advantage. Adams Central tried to design something to maybe force an overtime session, but the ball was deflected away at the 10-second line, and they did not get a shot away. And the Cougars go on to win tonight by a score of 46-43 over the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take a timeout here from Misco's. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
Where did you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where did you get more? Superstore.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Sandy Creek wins this one tonight at girls high school basketball. Final score of 46-43. As we check the final scoring statistics here in the ball game here tonight, Adams Central was led by Alexis Grimmett as she finishes with 14 points in the ball game. Grimmett had four field goals, and she was 6 out of 9. From the free throw line, also scoring in double figures tonight for Adams Central was Brittany Wiseman. She had 10 points in the game. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. So two players scoring double figures tonight for Adams Central, led by Alexis Grimmett with 14. Brittany Wiseman had 10 points. The other scorers for AC, Jackie Fowler had 7. Fowler had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Meredith LeMaster, she had 6 points in the game tonight on 3 field goals. Other scorers, Josie Bumgardner had a field goal for 2. She was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Carly Bostock, she had a field goal. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. She had 2 points. Hannah Fleischer had a field goal for 2 points for Adams Central. The Patriots connecting on 15 out of 26 from the free throw line tonight. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, they were led by Connor Lowry as she scores 13 points, all 13 in the second half of play. Lowry, she hit a couple of three-pointers and hit a couple of two-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Connor Lowry connects on 13 points in the ball game. Also, Kando's free throws with 3 seconds to play to give the Cougars a 3-point lead late in the contest. So Lowry finishes with 13. Taylor Henricks had 11 points tonight. She had 4 field goals. Taylor was 3 out of 6 in the free throw line. The other scorers, Sadie Swoboda, she had 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Also scoring 5 points was Morgan Dixon. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Addison Kuda, she had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Sandy Creek, Hope Swoboda, she had 3 points, all in free throws, 3 of 4 from the stripe tonight. Erica Harms, she was 2 for 2 from the line for 2 points. And Krista Johnson, she had a field goal and 2 points. Sandy Creek, 13 out of 23 from the free throw line. So, again, it was Sandy Creek knocking off Adams Central tonight by a score of 46-43. Sandy Creek is now 1-2 on the season after they dropped a couple of ball games last week, losing to Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, and they come back and pick up a win here tonight over Adams Central. The Patriots are now 0-3 on the season. They will take on the Stars out of Kearney Catholic coming up on Thursday night back at home at the Patriot Gym. That's a ball game you'll be able to hear on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with a pregame show at 7:30. We have got the boys' game coming up next here on the Breeze, and unfortunately, we have hit another parents' night for the boys as well. We had a parents' night for the girls' basketball team earlier tonight to set us back a little bit. Now we got parents' night for the boys' basketball team as well. So we're going to be about another 15 or 20 minutes before we get the pregame show started here for the boys' contest here tonight. So we'll break away, head back to the studios for just a few minutes, and we'll come back and we'll get some comments from both head coaches, Matt Schwarzendruber for the Sandy Creek Cougars and also Zach Foster for the Adams Central Patriots, as we get set for boys high school basketball. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight for the girls high school basketball game tonight, won by Sandy Creek as they beat Adams Central by a score of 46-43. We'll be back in just a little bit. For the Breeze, I'm Mike Will.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.